This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. For you homeowners, it's time to ramp up your weed control strategies for your cool season lawns as the growing season gets rolling here, and concentrating this week on crabgrass issues and how to deal with those. Joining us once more, turfgrass horticulturist, K-State Research and Extension, Jared Hoyle, a notorious weed, crabgrass, as it gets loose in our cool season lawns. And it's important to jump on this as soon as possible, Jared, right?
That is correct. So crabgrass is a summer annual weed, and there are some other summer annual weeds that typically infest lawns like goosegrass and foxtails. But crabgrass tends to be the one that's most abundant, and if we can target crabgrass with our pre-emerge herbicide programs, then we're able to take care of some of those other summer annual weeds too. You may have some escapes here and there, but if we can time it for crabgrass prevention, then we'll end up doing better in the long run throughout the summer.
So any time now as the weather provides?
Yes, right now, you know, crabgrass typically germinates around May 1st or a little later, depending on the year, or depending where you're located. So really any time right now, you can go ahead and get it out.
Well, let's presume that one can get out there, say, this coming weekend or shortly thereafter, and treat their lawns against crabgrass. What are the product options of choice here?
There are a couple different products out there. Most of the products are going to last about 60 days, and that has to do with how long it breaks down in the soil, what kind of rainfall and everything we have, and that's like pendimethalin or a product called Team. And there's some other products, Surfland. But there are two products that last significantly longer, or that give you a more longer term that homeowners can use. It's called Barricade and Dimension. Those will give you season-long control. Some of the other products that are out there, you might have to do split applications where you'd come out 4 to 6 weeks later to another application to get you through the rest of the summer.
And how do these generally work? Are their modes of action similar?
They all have similar modes of action, but what they do in common is you apply these products and they actually don't kill the weed seed itself. It actually, these products sit on the soil surface. That's why it's important to make sure you read the label, because it will require it to be watered in with a certain amount of water. If you don't have irrigation, then you want to try to hopefully time it with the rainfall. What happens is when you apply these, it's a barrier on your soil. And so you have just a little bit of that herbicide sticking to that soil surface. And then when the weed seeds germinate, you have the shoot and the root come out. And what they do is they run into that barrier and they soak up that herbicide that's sitting right there on that soil, and then it kills that tiny seedling that's there. So it actually doesn't kill the seeds itself, it kills the ones that do germinate. This is why it's really important to make sure that you maintain a healthy lawn, because the healthier your lawn is, the least probability you're going to have of having germination of those weed seeds anyways. So you're putting less pressure on those pre-emerge herbicides to do the job.
So if one is accomplished in maintaining that healthy lawn, having the longer residual product may or may not be all that necessary, right?
That is correct. So it's kind of what is available out there, what is your price range. Personally, for my lawn, I do some of the shorter-lived ones and just do two applications because they're typically cheaper. But if it was later in the season, say I didn't get out and get my pre-emerge herbicide out, there is a product that I mentioned earlier, Dimension, that kind of breaks the mold. It has some early post-activity. So say you forgot about it, vacation or something going on, got busy, and you weren't able, and you get out there and you see a little bit of crabgrass starting to germinate, you can apply Dimension, and it will kill that crabgrass that's in the 1 or 2 leaf, maybe up to the 3 leaf stage, and then it will have the residual for the remainder of the season.
Well, it's one of the more common weed problems we see in lawns year after year, crabgrass. Preventing it is the best cure for this problem, and that means getting a treatment out there very soon. Jared, we appreciate the update, and we'll have you back soon to get into more aspects of lawn management. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Turfgrass horticulturist Jared Hoyle of Kansas State University with us. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.